It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle and for the nerds every weekday morning on the internet and for the nerds every weekday morning. Got it. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Hope your, what is it, Tuesday isn't the stupidest, because I hate Stupid Tuesday. It is the GD worst. It is voting day. Get your ballots in the boxes. More about that here coming up on the news. We'll do news and nerd talk and make fun of the Mariners a little bit. Sure sounds like fun. Okay. Well, I just want to start by saying there's a guy in my neighborhood who drives by on his motorcycle every morning on his way to work, I'm guessing, at 5-ish a.m. Today he went by and he had one of those motorcycle stereos, which I think is insane, and the motorcycle stereo was blasting Cotton Eye Joe. And I have so many questions. My buddy Rev from BJ and Migs tweeted back the ultimate response. I say, I have so many questions. And he said, where did he come from? Where did he go? You son of a bitch. That is exactly right. That's a walk-off. I can't even respond to that. What am I supposed to say other than, like, I'm dead. It's over. Goodbye. Anyway, I want to know, people who ride those motorcycles that put the stereos on there, what are you doing? Like, you're ruining everyone else's day. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico once upon a time, and somebody went by in, like, a, you know, sleeveless leather motorcycle jacket, and it was Sunday, to be fair, but was definitely bumping, like, Catholic, like, I don't even know what you call, like, almost easy listening Catholic music about Jesus, and I was like, what is going on? You have speakers on your motorcycles are intentionally so loud, right? I could understand if you had earpieces, even though it'd be hella dangerous. Very strange. 5 o'clock in the morning listening to Cotton Eye Joe definitely presents a ton of questions, though. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Okay. Anyway. News!
In case you missed it, it's the news!
Today in coronavirus, more than 500 new cases and 4 new deaths of COVID-19. This pandemic sucks, but at least the numbers are improving a bit, despite being bonkers. Tell that to the 4 people that died, though. My god. Today's primary day, and ballots are due in the mail, postmarked with today's date, or at the ballot box located all over. There's 3 near me way up in the Snohomish Mill Creek area. Super easy to find one, drop it in. Facilitate the change you want to see now. Not registered to vote? We've got everything you need. 1077theend.com/register and vote. Okay, I've got a couple ideas that we could still keep Seafare going despite its official cancellation. The 737 MAX 8 can come back, likely by the end of the year, after the FAA spent all of the hours working on the problem. But the timing sort of sucks because the airplane companies aren't seeing any business right now. So I've got it. Let's take these newly introduced 737 MAX 8s and have a stunt show over Lake Washington. No Blue Angels? No problem. Definitely don't do that. And people riding the ferry, I guess, aren't wearing their masks, and other people are complaining about it. Seattle Times has a story about it. We can't arrest them, and we can't throw them off the boat, says ferry spokesman Ian Sterling. You can't make them walk the plank. Well, with no seafare this year, I'm pretty sure those seafare pirates are available.
You just got news.
To say things are not going well for the Mariners seems like an understatement. But let's ask the question.
Did the Mariners win?
No, they did not. Oh, got my headphones. Oh, crap. 11-1. It was an ugly showing, but it was a line by beat writer Ryan Divish of the Seattle Times, who says, quote, having thrown 30 pitches in the inning, Servais went to his bullpen, which has become a masochistic experience for all involved. Anyway, it's about time that bacon got even better. If only it would kill our hearts less, but still, we could kill less pigs, I guess.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Oh my god, lab-grown bacon is here. I'm sorry, what? It's real bacon grown from pork cells in some evil laboratory. It'll make its debut this month. Other than a porky pig getting a pokey poke to steal some cells, imagine if all our delicious, amazing-smelling bacon didn't require harming any animals. Yo, do we have any dinosaur cells trapped in Amber? Because I am ready for a brontosaurus burger. Yeah. Washington State has trapped our first murder hornet, and the hunt is on for more. Some great reporting from GeekWire.com. About 2 inches long, these things are nasty. But at least we know the traps are working. The next step is to capture a living specimen, tag it, and then follow it back to its hive and destroy it before September when the queens get busy making the next batch of buzzy butts. Yikes. And finally, Virgin has a new concept space plane for taking human fart machines into the lowest of orbits and flying it around super fast. Like faster than running away from a murder hornet fast. It would travel at like 2,500 miles an hour, or like flying from Seattle to New York on your lunch break.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for listening to Gregor's End of the Show. I appreciate you so much. Have a great day.
This is the end of the show. The end of the end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
All right, thanks.